Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 1 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. Degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 0 degrees.
NARHK, this is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India. RHK. NARHK, this is KCI. You got a copy on me? NARHK, NARHK, this is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India. You got a copy?
Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 0 degrees. Good morning, 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 1 degrees.
C8YVF mobile. KZ8YVF mobile.
YVF, this is Eddie NTN. Are you a popsicle yet?
Absolutely.
I made one venture out to the mailbox and back in, and that's all I'm doing today.
Yeah, now my vehicle has no heat. It's just throwing cold air, and I've got a probably the thermostat gone in it because my gauge just shot up to the boiling point, but I know the engine's not that hot.
Yeah, it depends on what your antifreeze mix was. I had a situation like that a couple times, and it turned out it was freezing in the bottom of the radiator.
Yep, well, it's coming back down as I'm moving, but yeah, it did that a couple of times this summer, it shot up, so, well, the vehicle's 26 years old, it did get a new radiator put in at one point in its lifespan, but in hoses, but in new fluid and that, but that's been probably 10 years, so, yippee.
Understood. Same situation.
And now it's all the way pegged at the hot end of it. So I just got 9 miles to get it home, park it in the driveway for the night.
Good luck. I'm a little too far away to help you much, so.
And now it's just dropped back down into the normal range, so I don't know if it's a gauge problem or something, but yeah, it's not throwing heat. It didn't want to throw much this morning. Of course, when you got a big van, it's all open cavity, it takes a while to get it to fill this area with warmth, too much cold in it, so, and only driving it 9 miles to work, by the time the engine's just getting warmed up by the time I get there.
Check the antifreeze.
Well, that ain't happening until it warms up. I'm not going out in this weather. Although we're doing winter field day tomorrow out in this weather.
Well, this is NNTN. Now I'm going to get out of here and let you guys go at it. Talk to you later.
Okay, yeah, we'll be taking our time tomorrow getting antennas up. We'll go out for 15 minutes. I told the guys, you got 15 minutes out, 10 minutes in. So the longest you can stay out tomorrow is 15 minutes, and then you've got to come back in for 10. So it'll take us a little longer to get the antennas up, and then we'll be in the warmth of the building. KC8YVF.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 1 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. Degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. minus 2 degrees.
This is KD8RUC. Paul, K8PLM, are you on frequency?
KD8RUC, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, do you copy?
Roger, roger, Paul, copy, full copy, copy on your audio. Yeah, fantastic. So this is Moline repeater I'm going into. From Holland, that is All-Star Active. So, yep, so for anybody listening, this is the All-Star link to the Saginaw, Michigan repeater. Back to you, Paul, K8PLM. Good to hear you. This is K8RUC from Holland, Michigan.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate you calling in and getting a hold of me. The W8IRA, from what I heard from you and whoever you operator you were talking to, was very, very staticky. And it just was not working well, the link system. And as you know, I couldn't get from Mount Pleasant out anywhere. And as we found out by reading the website, that repeater linking system is not operational.
Right, copy that. I think I heard that. I was on the IRA system a couple days ago, and somebody was saying the same thing, that he had to go into a different repeater, maybe a Cadillac or something, but he sometimes went into Mount Pleasant, but wasn't able to, and I think he did say that. It wasn't transmitting successfully into the links. So, yeah, fantastic. All-Star is wonderful. Fantastic. You can get into Saginaw. And the All-Star link is sounding pretty good tonight. So hopefully your family is doing well and staying warm tonight, right? What's the low temp set for Midland tonight? Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, your audio is perfect. It's actually beautiful going through Saginaw. So if the folks in Saginaw don't mind us using the repeater for a couple of minutes, I'd like to continue chatting just for a few. It's going to get cold in Midland, -8 to -10. So it's going to be brutally cold, as it is probably throughout most of Michigan. It's supposed to be that tonight and tomorrow night. School is closed today, I'm assuming, everywhere in Michigan. I don't know if there's one school district open today or not. But you're not in that mode. I am with my grandkids. But, yeah, it's cold one. I'm in the basement where my shack is located. A little chilly down here, too, so it's getting through the walls a little bit. Back to you, KD8RUC. This is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
All right, copy that on the call. I think you guys will be a little bit chillier than us. I think our low temperature in Holland is supposed to be -5 tonight, so maybe Lake Michigan will keep us a little warmer and further inland. So, yeah, I think, and we had two of our three grandkids are in school. They're up in the Rockford, Michigan school system, and I think they might have had school maybe one day this week, but they were out, I think, for the better part of the week. I'm guessing in Midland, maybe similar, most of the week out of school. So, yep, so that's just the way it is. We're having kind of an old-fashioned winter here, not like last year. Last year was a lot milder. I'll turn it back to you, Paul, K8BLM. This is KD8RUC calling in from Holland, Michigan.
Yeah, they didn't have school Monday because it was Martin Luther King observed holiday. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday they did. And today is the first day they canceled school because of weather. So I guess we're saving up snow days, I guess, maybe for some future of bad inclement weather. I don't know, but they decided to call school yesterday. Roads are not bad here. I can't say we have a ton of snow. I believe you folks on the west side of the state probably have a lot more snow accumulated on the ground than we do. It's just cold and miserable. hate to say it, but it really is. Back to you, John.
Yeah, copy that. It is just miserable. I'm just looking up the window of our apartment and kind of praying for spring, right? Let's have an early spring. Can't wait till it. But, yeah, I've got some little containers of tulip bulbs in my garage that, you know, are shivering. Of course, the tulips have to get, the bulbs have to get cold. And so this is good for them. And I'm hoping to have a nice little tulip display outside our back patio here in our apartment in a few months. But, yeah, so it's pretty much old-fashioned. Yeah, we've been getting kind of like an inch or two of snow every day. And so and in a few days we had more than that. We had a storm early in the week. It was like 5 to 8 inches of snow. So, we have a fair amount of snow on the ground now. And we're just getting that lake effect where it's always, you look out the window and it's always snowing. Just then it won't be snowing. And then snowing like cats and dogs again. So, yeah, it's just what it is by living near the lake here. So it's kind of old-fashioned winter, but we live in Michigan, right? And so we pay the price this time of year. Back to your ball, K8BLM. This is KD8RUC.
Yeah, I hear you. Let me just pause for a moment, John, and ask if anyone out there objects for us using the repeater. Please come now. Let me know if anybody objects for us using the repeater in this mode. Please come now. Okay, I guess not. We're good for a couple more minutes. On the radio front, John, I don't know if you've been doing anything, if you've been using the mag loop. Have you been trying any contacts? I know that 20 seems to be active mid-morning to the noontime, and 10 was a little active, about early afternoon today, so I made a couple contacts, which is fun. But that's about it. I haven't been doing much, and, you know, cleaning up, trying to get all the Christmas stuff put away. You know, this time of year, we always look at our house and say, we have too much junk. We need to get rid of some of this stuff. So we do the typical purge, and that's where we're at right now. Back to you, KD8RUC, Kilo 8, Papali Mimic.
Roger that on the January purge, for sure. Yeah, exactly. So, and it's a good time. So it helped us to downsize. We sold the house in Midland, and so we did a lot of downsizing then. We probably got rid of 60% of our stuff because we were moving into a little bit smaller space, but you still keep accumulating stuff. It is amazing how we do that. But, yes, affirmative on the mag loop, still using it. I didn't have it on today. I've been doing some FM because the local repeaters here and with All-Star and with IRLP, I do a fair amount of FM work now, too, but also have been doing some CW work with the mag loop. But there's a contest coming up tomorrow. It's, of all things, tomorrow, it's the Winter Field Day, which goes, I think, for about 24 hours. I think it starts at 11 in the morning tomorrow. I think there'll be a ton of home stations, stations operating outside the home, not actually out in the field. But yeah, I'm hoping to make some contacts tomorrow with the mag loop. So back to you, Paul. This is KD8RUC.
Yeah, I suspect there'll be few operators out in the field tomorrow. It's supposed to be blistering cold tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be one of the coldest days, so hopefully if they are, kudos to them for withstanding the elements. Yeah, so I'll jump on and see what if anybody's broadcasting, but probably everybody's going to be indoors. Let's see, a couple of interesting things. In our January newsletter from Midland, our president stated that Central Michigan Emergency Network is willing to put up another repeater in our local area since we have very little movement from our club to relinquish our repeater equipment to Central Michigan. They came back and said, hey, if we can find the funds, we could probably put up a repeater either in Midland or around Midland high enough and with some remote sites to cover the entire county. So I don't know if you've been following our newsletters or not, but that was in January. I know there was an executive club meeting yesterday to talk about, I couldn't make it, to talk about whether or not they're willing to donate the money. So this February, in a couple of weeks, it might be kind of interesting if there's a vote to do so. Back to you, KD8RUC, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
Ah, that'd be fantastic to put a second repeater up there. Now, would the repeater be, would the plan be to link it into IRA or All-Star or IRLP then? Over.
It would be linked into the Central Michigan Emergency Network linking system. And so there's, if you look at their, you probably have been to their website, but they have a lot of repeaters on the east side of the state. So it would be linked into that. And I believe all the repeaters have an All-Star link coming in. It's not bi-directional. It's just you can accept all, like you're doing in a Saginaw now, just calling into it. I think those would be the two, the FM mode and the All-Star link calling in would be the two modes that they would provide.
Oh, yeah, that'd be excellent. That'd be fantastic, especially getting wide coverage in the Midland County area there would be very nice, very useful. And let's see, so would the plans be to, would they have to put up their own tower, a new tower, or would they kind of find an existing tower? Over.
These are a lot of big ifs. I mean, you know, first of all, if they get the money, if they find out, now they have a place on the Beaverton Tower. I don't know all the details. I wish I did. I was just reading between the lines from the newsletter, and then they had an executive club meeting to say, hey, are the Midland folks willing to dish out the money to help fund Central Michigan Emergency Network to come in with a repeater in the Midland area? Now, when we were going through this with our club trying to determine or trying to argue whether or not we want to give up our repeater to Central Michigan, I was told there was no frequency pair available to do so, to put another repeater here. So, I mean, I don't follow this, and I don't know if that was thoroughly investigated, but apparently, I'm assuming, if Central Michigan is serious, there is a repeater pair available to throw in this area. And that was one of the biggest concerns from the Midland Club, is we give up our repeater pair, in the future, we really have nothing to go back on and try to get another pair to, you know, build another repeater system in the area if we decided to do so. So that was the biggest concern with Midland folks, not wanting to give up our repeater system because of just the repeater pair. I don't know if that made sense enough, but back to you, John. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
Roger, copy that. Yeah. The other thing they might do, maybe it could be a 440 repeater, a UHF repeater possibly that could still have wide coverage. I mean, all the radios that have 2-meter capability also have 440. I know there are some exceptions. Sometimes you buy just a 2-meter only radio. But I'm wondering if it could be a 440 repeater that they would consider. Over.
You know, I didn't think of that. That's a possible solution. I'm thinking very linearly that every repeater is a 140 something repeater in the UHF area. But yeah, it could be. I'm thinking not for some reason. I don't know why. I'm thinking they found a repeater pair. I don't know, but we'll find out. I mean, we'll find out maybe in the next month or two if the club decides to move on it to vote for money or whatever the case may be. I'm not on the executive committee anymore. I'm no longer on that team. So I'll just have to wait until our next club meeting in February. And by the way, we also have a 10-meter net on Sunday night on 28.380 that we have in Midland now. And it's kind of interesting because it's like you're on the old CB radios. It's really hard and staticky to pick up people on 10 meters and locally in this area. You know, the 2-meter repeater is much clearer than going on a 10-meter net, but I still do it because it's a lot of fun. It reminds me of my CB days. Back to you, John. Kilo 8, the Palima mic.
Ah, sounds good. 0.38. Is that like every night? Is that once a week? Over?
That's Sundays. Every Sunday, I think at 7 o'clock. Let me check my calendar on my phone. Let's see. That is. Yeah, Sunday at 10 o'clock on 28.380. And I just have a funny feeling. Everybody's 10-meter antenna is meant to get some good angle takeoff angle, so the local communication is very poor. Back to you, KD8RUC. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
Okay, copy. Just a clarification on the time. Did you say 10? Would that be 10 a.m. or is it in the evening? Over.
I'm sorry, maybe I'm talking too fast. That is 7 p.m. every Sunday night. Over.
Okay, excellent. Got it. Yeah, that's something. I'll try to tune that in sometime and see if I can at least hear anybody. If the 10-meter band is not open, I mean, it doesn't really need to be open, because you guys are just doing local communication then. It'd be interesting to see if I can at least pick up some anything on the receive on that. So it's good. I've jotted that down here, and so I'll check that out. That's a great idea to actually have a local 10-meter net. There have in the past been some 10-meter FM repeaters, but they're kind of rare. I think the 6-meter repeaters are a little bit more common, but a 6-meter repeater would be the other option that you consider putting in as well. But they're obviously not as commonly used as the 2-meter or 440. Back to you, Paul K. PLM. This is KD8RUC.
Hey, let me ask if anybody objects for us using the repeater at this time. This is Kilo 8 Papalima Mike. Does anybody object for us to continue our QSO on this repeater? Please let me know now. Okay, John. And like I said, the audio is horrible. It really is. It's not that good. So we were on for like 5 minutes or so, but I still enjoy it. Nothing like UHF or VHF quality, put it that way. So, did you see the new ICOM 7300? I would just call it Series 2 radio that came out.
I have not. Negatory on the ICOM 7300. I have not seen it. Is it a pretty nice radio?
It's pretty cool. It resembles, of course, everything the first one came out, but it has, which I think is pretty cool, a built-in Morse code, decoder. So it will automatically listen to Morse code and spit out the words for you. That's pretty cool. And then it has HDMI ports, a bunch of other ports, so everything can be on a screen, so you can see all the instead of looking at a 3x4-inch LCD display, you can put everything on a nice large screen, better filtering, a few more other options, but it's a real neat radio, especially if you're able to decode Morse code for people who, like me, don't hear code well and who want to try to adventure into that area. Maybe that would be a little more incentive to have a helping hand with your radio.
Ah, copy that. That's an excellent idea. And just a matter of time before the radios would have the decoder software built into them, and it makes a ton of sense. I can send the code, so I do know code, but I could probably send at maybe 12, 13 words a minute. But for receiving, a lot of the stations are sending code out at 20, 25, and sometimes even 30 words per minute. So I use a decoder app on my smartphone, and it's called, I think I mentioned to you, it's called Morse Reader, I think is the name of the app. But it works pretty decent, very, very well. So, yeah, that's fantastic idea to include that in the radio. So that's the ICOM 7300. I'll have to take a look. I'm sure that Yaesu, I use the FT, same series, the FT991A. I'm sure the newer Yaesu radios will come out with that as well. So the other thing I'm starting to do is with the Magloop, it makes sense that I try some digital. So I'm setting up for FT8. I want to try some digital. Magloop for weak signal propagation makes a ton of sense out of an apartment. So I'm right now working on setting up the software on my MacBook Air and working out the little software glitches and that kind of thing. So hopefully the next day or two I'll be, actually the next maybe a few days, I'll be able to start doing some digital as well. I'm looking forward to that. Back to you, Paul. K8PLM, this is KD8RUC from Holland, Michigan.
Well, let me know, John, when you have the FT8 set up. I have it set up on my ICOM, and I kind of screwed up the configuration, so I don't know if it truly works at this moment. But when you get it set up, give me or text me, and I'll see if my my application still works on my radio, and let's see if we can make a contact. I'd be interested to try. Back to you, John. Kilo 8, Papa Lima, Mike.
Yeah, copy that for sure. If nothing, you know, of 40 meters, if at 20 meters we might be jumping over, skipping over and going for long distance. But 40 meters on FT8 might be a good deal. I've got the software downloaded and now I just need to work to make sure I have all the settings right. Thank goodness for YouTube videos and ChatGPT. So I think I got, it's like having a person holding your hand setting this stuff up. Whenever I have a question, I just go to look for a YouTube video. And there's a number of folks who have very helpful videos on telling you exactly what settings you need to have in your radio and the drivers you need for hooking up your system to a MacBook Air as opposed to a Windows. So. So it's all pretty cool. So I'm hoping in the next few days I'll actually be able to start doing that. Back to you, Paul. This is KD8RUC.
Copy that. Yeah, I mean, I set it up. I think there's a couple other modes I tried that I had no luck with. And it was interesting probably for a week, but then your computer takes over, and that's it. And you just look at the screen and see who you made a contact with. So it's not like you can key up a microphone. It's not like you can have a QSO with somebody. It's just a simple digital-to-digital kind of thing. But you could go pretty far distance with it, too. So I'm sure with your Magloop, you could probably go to Europe with it and make some contacts. Back to you, John.
Roger, roger, for sure. Yeah, and one of the things that motivated me to try it for digital is, I don't know if you've noticed, if you keep track on the QRZ logbook, but they have these various awards. One of the things that come out this year is the USA 250 award. So you'll get a certificate, and so it's sort of like a contesting thing. You get a certificate, Bill, if you have 250 confirmed contacts from US-based stations. Yeah, stations in the United States. So over the course of 12 months, I need 250 confirmed contacts. Not everybody uses QRZ Logbook. So I would need many hundreds of contacts. So it's a little bit difficult for me to do that with sideband and even CW. But I figure if I add FT8 to digital to that, that will increase the number of contacts I can make. So that's kind of what I'm going for. It's just the quick contact, clean, legal contact, and that counts in the QRZ logbook as a contact if both stations confirm it. So that's kind of my motivating factor. It's kind of the contesting aspect of the hobby to go to digital. That should be kind of interesting. Back to you, Paul. K8PLM. This is KD8RUC.
So these are all HF contacts?
Yeah, they can be HF or FM. They can be UHF, VHF, or HF contacts, or medium frequency MF contacts too on 160. So, right, it's the only thing is both stations have to confirm. It has to be a confirmed QSO. So I'll put logbook tonight, for instance, and I'll use the Saginaw repeater for a frequency. I don't know if you've ever used the QRZ logbook. But if you go in and we both enter the same time and within 30 minutes of each other and the same frequency, you know, and it's an FM contact, it'll count as a confirmed contact for both of us. Back to you, Paul. This is KD8RUC.
You need another sideband competition because you did well in the last couple of them. I recall you said you had like 40, 50 contacts, so that goes a long ways toward that 250. Huh. Okay, well, good luck to that. Yeah. And if FT8 counts, you can make a mess, a boatload of contacts with FT8 on a given day. So that would certainly help you accomplish that goal. What are you on right now? Are you on your handheld?
No, I'm on the base station, the FT991A. The handheld does work, but I find it's my little Bofang F8HP. But the battery grinds down if I do some rag chewing for any period of time. I'll actually have to plug it in while I talk. with this, I have a bigger battery running my FT991A, so we can talk for a long time, and I don't have to worry about running out of battery power. But right, so but I can get into this repeater, though, with my Bofang. I have my Bofang connected to a J-pole, and it does. It does get into this repeater just fine. But in this case, I kind of like to, if I know I'm going to be talking longer, I like doing the bigger radio. Over.
Copy that. What antenna are you using?
Yes, J-pole. I have a J-pole just in the room right next, a few feet away from me, so it works beautifully. It's not connected to an outside antenna at all, being in the apartment here. So the J-pole works great. I get into a number of repeaters in the Grand Rapids area and Holland area. So, yeah, it works fine. I don't need to have an outside antenna at all. Back to you, Paul.
Copy that. I remember that. I remember when you were in Midland, you had that same J-pole in your living room now, I recall. It's doing well. Okay, well, I mean, good luck on the FT8, and you're absolutely right. YouTube is my best friend when it comes to trying to configure these radios, and you'll get bits and pieces from like four or five different YouTube clips, and finally things hopefully will click. That's the way I work it, or I find somebody to talk to. I would like to eventually buy an all-star node for the house, so I have the ability just to, instead of trying to use someone's club's repeater and tying it up, which I certainly would not do. I think it's best if all-star was the way of going for me. I have a D-star hotspot, and I'd like to get an all-star node at the home and use that, and obviously take that camping with me, too. Back to you, John, KD8RUC. This is Kilo 8, Papalima Mike.
Yeah, that sounds good. The All-Star nodes are kind of nice. I've talked to a guy up in Anchorage, Alaska, a couple of times over the past few months, and I talked to him through the one of the IRLP, the Alaska Reflector, and he doesn't go into a repeater. He just uses he's got the little All-Star equipment, and he goes right in through his laptop. So, so I've talked to him a couple of times. He really recommends, he uses All-Star a lot to talk all over the place. So, yeah, that's a handy thing, and that's the power of the beauty of All-Star, is that you can literally set that up anywhere you can anywhere you are, and all you have to have is a internet connection, and you're good to go. You can talk all over the world. So, fantastic. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, copy that. I don't think we have an IRLP-enabled repeater in this area. I haven't looked. I mean, last time I looked, probably when you mentioned about a year ago, but I keep probably looking. I don't recall seeing or hearing any local repeater having that capability added to their mode that they offer. So that would be nice, but and the other thing, I'd probably DMR. I guess DMR is a way of going, too, and I have a DMR handheld. I just never configured it. So maybe I should probably allocate some time this winter to see what DMR is all about, compare and contrast between All-Star, D-Star, DMR, and I don't have an RLP, Echolink, which is really old-fashioned, but it's still available out there. Back to you, John, TD8RUC, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
Yep, that's right. DMR is another option. And I know there are repeaters around that are listed as DMR repeaters. So, right, on Echo, there is not anything in that central Michigan area that's IRLP active that I've ever heard of. But the Saginaw repeater you're on now has been Echo Link active. So I remember a few years ago when I was in Midland talking to a couple of guys through Echo Link. So I did try that a little bit. So I have done that. So, but you're right, that's kind of the older one that might be more or less going out. I think All-Star is probably the one that's ascendant and will probably predominate over time, I'm guessing. So what do you say, Paul? So we call it a 73 here so we don't tie up the two repeaters on each end here too much. But yeah, fantastic. I'm glad we could make connection on All-Star. I'll turn it back to you, KAPLM. This is KD8RUC from Holland, Michigan.
Yeah, we probably should wrap it up. And I do thank the Saginaw folks for allowing us to use their club repeater in this mode. We do appreciate it. All right, John, hey, 73, I will text you. Let me know how do you make out an FT8. Let's keep in touch and keep warm, stay healthy. And many blessings to you and your family. KD8RUC, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, I'm clear after your final.
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Thanks for the 10-meter the 10-meter net information. That'll be kind of cool. I'll always try to see if I can hear you guys around. So, you guys are going to be cold tonight, even colder than us here on the Lake Michigan. So, fantastic. Good QSO. I'm going to put you in the logbook. I'll use 30 minutes after the hour, and I'm going to use your frequency, the 147.240. So if you happen to think of it, you can go on there and confirm the QSO. With that, I'll say 73, Paul. Take care. Stay warm. Pray for an early spring. This is KD8RUC talking to KAPLM in Midland. And I will be clear, and I'll terminate the All-Star link here in the next few seconds. This is KD8RUC standing by.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. -3 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria. Stand by.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. -5 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. -7 degrees.